AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump's big tax break and spending cut bill is headed to the House after passing the Senate on a 51-50 vote, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the deciding vote. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Republicans did their jobs.
We're fulfilling the mandate we were entrusted with last November and setting our country and the American people up to be safer, stronger, and more prosperous.
House Speaker Mike Johnson had warned senators not to overhaul most of what his chamber had already approved, but the Senate did make changes, especially to Medicaid. A federal judge says the recent layoffs at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services were likely unlawful and must be halted. U.S. District Judge Melissa DeBose granted the preliminary injunction sought by a coalition after sweeping cuts to various agencies. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart, whose ministry was toppled by prostitution scandals, has died at age 90.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
The Louisiana native was best known for being a captivating Pentecostal preacher with a massive following before being caught on camera with a prostitute in New Orleans in 1988, one of several TV preachers brought down in the 80s and 90s by sex scandals. Swaggart apologized in a tearful sermon.
I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness.
Swaggart grew up poor, the son of a preacher. He said he first heard the call of God at age 8. I'm Julie Walker.
Nearly 10,000 unionized city workers are off the job in Philadelphia in search of better pay and benefits. This is AP News. The jury deliberating at Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial has asked to review critical testimony from one of the prosecution's most important witnesses, the hip-hop mogul's former girlfriend, Cassie. Jurors are in their second day of deliberations. A royal train will soon leave the station for the final time.
King Charles III has accepted his time to decommission the train, whose history dates back to Queen Victoria, because it costs too much to operate and would have needed a significant upgrade for more advanced rail systems. The train, actually a suite of 9 rail cars that can be hitched to commercial locomotives, will be decommissioned sometime before the current maintenance contract expires in 2027. That will bring to an end a tradition that dates back to 1869, when Queen Victoria commissioned a pair of special coaches to accommodate her travels around the country. Charles Tillotesma, London.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.